This is a Collider.com audio interview.
How are you doing today?
Very good, and you?
I'm doing good. You'll probably not remember because it's been a few years.
I remember you.
Oh, you do?
I don't know from where, but
it's
I know.
One of the Woody Allen junkets in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm. And what paper do you write for?
I run an online site called Collider.
Okay.
It's like a movie website.
Okay.
Are you a big online?
Nice.
Do you go online to read about movies a lot?
Yeah. I go just to read the paper. Read some websites about movies and some websites about babies. That's it. I don't.
That's the life.
Twitter, Facebook, none of that. My email, I do from my BlackBerry or my iPhone.
I understand. It's funny.
I like the internet, but I'm also careful with it, you know.
Well, a lot of people, when they open the door, it can be a flood of negative and positive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's not a good thing to Google your name.
I do it all the time, but I think you probably have a few more pages. I'm making a terrible joke. I definitely want to ask you about being part of the Toronto Film Festival this year. What is it? I mean, obviously, you've been here in the past. What does it mean this year and with this film?
I've always enjoyed being here. I like very much the energy of this festival. Since, you know, it's a very good place for distribution, but it's also a great celebration of movies, but it doesn't have the competitive aspect, even if part of it is competition, but it doesn't feel like that. So I think that's in the air, you know. It's different from other festivals that I'm not saying anything negative about them because they are what they are, but it feels much more competitive.
I understand exactly what you mean. The other festivals do have that air of what's going to win.
See, but not here.
You're absolutely right, actually. I think that's one of the reasons I like this festival. It's so much. It's because it's about the movies and just quality films. Mm-hmm. What was it about this particular project that got you involved with it?
The book. I'm wanting to work with Sergio again because we did Don't Move together and it was a really beautiful and intense experience. But I felt as fascinated by this book as I did with Don't Move. Margaret Mazzantini, his wife, she wrote both books and I think she's an amazing writer. And I really connect with everything she writes and with her way of seeing life. She's given me these two amazing characters.
I'm curious, as an actor, how you typically prepare for each of your roles. What is the most research you've ever done for one role? Let's just start with that.
I try to do as much as possible for every character. Some of them is easier to do that research because you have either real examples that you work with, maybe somebody, some specific person that inspires you in that case, or other performances from other people, other characters, or a character from a book. But in this one, I had my book to follow. I was like the Bible, you know, to follow. And I had my three books on the set in English, in Italian, and in Spanish, all of them full of notes because I was shooting in English and in Italian, and none of them are my first language. But I had the book there with all the answers. And I had the author on the set every single day of the shooting. But in terms of the research, I had to prepare with the dialect coach because I spoke English with an Italian accent. Then I had to prepare with the other teacher for the Italian to refresh my Italian. And I had to really, you know, spend a few times trying to really, really get gem my inside of me.
You have some great scenes. I think both you and Emil did great, great work in this movie.
Thank you.
I'm just curious how you... I know Emil doesn't like to rehearse that much, or maybe he did?
We didn't rehearse because Sergio doesn't like to rehearse either.
He told me that yesterday.
No.
Is that pretty...
We talk a lot, you know. We talk a lot and we go to Italy before and we spend time together. And we, for example, in Don't Move, Margaret and I bought the clothes for my character. we bought the clothes together for Italia, and the clothes were like the sweaters that I wore were like 1 euro each sweater,
sure.
Really, really scratchy.
And
we chose those things together, and for me that was very symbolic thing that we did together. But that a lot of things came out of that shopping trip that we did together. I will never forget that day, and that's the way we work. We go there. Here we went to Sarajevo 2 times. And it was very important also to spend time there to understand, to try to understand a little bit more that war, which is not easy. But it was important to be there and hear it from the people that went through it.
A lot of actors prefer the two-take method of Clint Eastwood.
Not me.
And a lot of actors like the David Fincher method of 50 takes. I'm curious.
50?
Yeah, there's some people that are crazy.
I prefer in between.
I was going to ask you, what do you typically like to do, and what's the most you've ever done?
I think most I've ever done probably 30. Yeah. 25, maybe. If something was going wrong with whatever. I am. Normally I'm happy with around 8.
That's a good number.
But now I'm used to work with directors that only, you know, like doing 2.
Woody Allen, what?
Like Woody.
Yeah.
Sometimes you try to check the date after 1 take, but I never let him. I run after him on the stage. You cannot have me going home like this, because I'm going to have a nerve attack. Like, how can we know we have it in 1 take? Oh no, but it was perfect, I have it. Okay, but for me, for my peace of mind, let me do 1 more. Yeah, he never said no. He's really kind, he's really respectful to everybody else, but he knows when he has it, and then I know he's always right. If he thought that was the take he liked, unless you really surprise him with something different that he loves.
Sure.
He always knows. It's like really they are machines. The way they have the whole movie in their head.
Yeah.
It's incredible to see them work.
I actually wanted to, before I run out of time with you, I know you're filming in London now. I wanted to know if you could, what was it about that, was it Cormac, was it the script? Was it Ridley? Was it the actors? How did you get involved with the council?
I read the script, and after 3 pages, I was completely blown away by how new this feels. It's Cormac McCarthy's first script. Not based on any book, it's just script, original script. And it's an incredible piece for actors. All the characters are incredible. All the scenes are very long scenes, a lot of dialogue, like scenes that have a beginning and a transition, and then and you can travel with each scene. You know, you have the space and the time to really go through a journey with each scene. And that, for actors, is a big privilege to have scenes like that. It doesn't happen very often. Thank you. And no, when we started talking about it and playing Laura, she was like how do I tell you without saying?
Yeah, I don't want you to spoil it.
I can say, but
yeah.
It's a character that is. Has always chosen the light, has been, you know, has very particular ideology, is a very religious woman, or has been educated like that, and is starting to have doubts about some things, but also starting to feel a curiosity towards the darkness, also knowing that there is a very big, a real danger there, but is starting to. Life is putting her in a situation where she's tasting the darkness.
Do you do an accent in the film?
No, I'm a European girl, gonna be from Spain, that is living in America.
Do you typically have most of your scenes with one of the other cast members? You have an incredible cast.
Most of my scenes are with Michael Fassbender and with Cameron Diaz. And I don't have any scenes with Javier.
That's very funny.
But for us, it's better. We could do every movie like this, because then always one of us can be free. You know,
totally.
We're gonna have to be working in the same day.
I also want to ask you before I run out of time with you. You were a part of the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. Obviously, this is a major thing that Disney wants to make another one. Have you heard anything about another one?
No, I don't think. I haven't heard anything. I don't have any great script. I haven't heard anything.
What did you have? Did you have a lot of fun making the last one?
I love making that movie because Johnny is an incredible human being. He's a very good friend, and he's always been so good to me. You know, and that was a very special time for me because I was pregnant through the whole movie, and the way Johnny and Rob Marshall were with me, the way they protected me, the way they took care of me, I will never forget in my life. And I love them for that.
So basically, if they call and say, we're making another, you're in. Or is it you need to see the script?
No, it's not that. It's like with Johnny and with Rob, it's like anything, you know. I don't mean movies. I consider them my friends.
Sure.
And I really love them and respect them. So.
You've done so many great roles and have been part of so many really just great movies. When you're waiting in line, say at Starbucks, like you're drinking right now, what do people typically always want to talk to you about? Is there one particular role or one film?
It's strange. It could be a role, or it could be the most strange question you can imagine. I'm trying to remember where something really weird. Most of the times, people are very nice, very respectful, you know, very, say really nice things. Once in a while, you get a just peculiar, strange comment or question. Or like, when they try to put you on the phone to talk to their aunts or to talk to somebody in their family. And it's like you don't really know what to say to that person that you know, and you're there waiting in line talking to some stranger. And then you say hello and they say no. And then they hang up on you, okay? Sorry, I didn't call in the first place.
My last question for you. You've finished filming with Pedro on an upcoming film. What can you tell people about it?
Well, this is our fifth movie together. And it's actually the opening of the movie. It's two scenes that Antonio Banderas and myself do together to open the movie. It's like a collaboration in the film. But it's the first time that we are together in a movie, Antonio and I. So we're happy that Pedro is the one that has put us together. And now the three of us are really wanting to do a film together.
Are you just in the opening of the film? You're in the
whole
movie.
No. Antonio and I do two scenes at the beginning of the movie and create a big problem that I can't talk about.
Okay, I understand.
And then disappear.
I understand.
That is very funny.
I want to thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you.
I'm a very big fan of your work.
Thank you.
Really, congratulations on this.
Thank you so much. I'm very happy you liked it.
I really did.
I really like the movie. I loved seeing yesterday with the audience. I think Sergio did a great thing.
It's really good. You know what I was going to also say, but I'm out of time, is that I didn't realize that the initial first cut was 4.5 hours. And he cut it down to 2 hours, 2 hours, 10 minutes. I'm like, there's so much more of the story that I would love to see.
Yeah, and you know what I'm really proud of? That's Eduardo Cruz, my brother.
He did the soundtrack.
The score that he's done, the soundtrack, I think is amazing. And he's 27 years old.
It's very
I am so proud of him. I'm blown away by what he's done.
Yeah, I really do want to see the stuff that was cut out, though. I'm very curious about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's twice
it's
as long.
It's 2 more hours, yeah.
It's crazy. You gotta go, or I have to go. Let me hit stop.